networks, NBC and Fox News won the ratings battle. Worth noting, NBC sent 10 people over to cover the wedding. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The situation around Hawaii's erupting volcano continued to worsen over the weekend as lava crossed a highway on the southeast end of the Big Island and reached the ocean, where it created a whole other type of problem. The speed of the moving lava is what really has the National Guard on edge.
It tells you that this particular flow, very fast compared to the earlier lava flows that people might have seen on videos where it's kind of just crawling along, inching along. This is, as far as lava goes, this is pretty fast.
And the Hawaii governor also weighed in on the situation.
We hope that flow keeps as a release point to allow the lava to enter the ocean without damaging any further residences. But we do know that it's unpredictable. There still is a lot of pressure in the rift zone. We know that it could change at any point in time.
The governor did say, though, that you should not let this lava discourage any travel plans to Hawaii, as this is only on a very small portion of the island. Twitter has announced new measures to crack down on what it calls trolls on the social media platform. The company will monitor a set of behaviors and decide whether to begin hiding tweets from suspect accounts. Now, this has many conservatives on edge, as the CEO of Twitter and founder is left-leaning, so conservatives seem to be preparing for the worst. Remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hey, y'all. It's Brooke B. Sellis here with today's weather. It's Monday, the 21st. Today, it's partly cloudy. Lows overnight will be in the mid-50s. Some clouds tonight, low of 54. Winds light and variable. And for tomorrow, unfortunately, the rain returns. We'll have showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day. Thunder possible, high of 68. Winds light and variable, chance of rain is 90%. Rain showers in the evening with scattered thunderstorms arriving overnight, low of 59. Winds light and variable, chance of rain 60% tomorrow night.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome to Girl Boss with Devin Lacombs, me, Brooke B. Sellis, and today our guest, Debbie or Deborah Hill? Is it
Debbie.
Deborah when we're talking professional?
I always write it Deborah.
Oh,
the three
okay.
syllables, See? Not two. But no, that's why I just say Debbie. It's
okay,
much
fine.
Easier. Let's
fine.
Just
and Debbie Hill, our guest. And so we are on a mission to support ladies in the workplace climbing the corporate ladder are looking to be the girl boss of their own company. Mm-hmm. With a combined 10 years, and we're going to have to change that today, of being girl bosses, we will lend you insight to what it's like to be a woman leading the way at work today and answer your burning questions about being a girl boss. Hey, Devin.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
Finally. It's been a tough couple weeks without you, Brooke. How was your vacation?
It was really nice.
Where'd you go?
We went to Ireland and Scotland with my 80-something-year-old grandparents, my grandma, grandpa, my parents, mom and dad, and my youngest sister, Taylor, and my husband.
Oh,
so, like, seven of us traveling across the country for 10 days.
That's amazing. It was amazing. Spend some quality time with your family.
Yeah, well, you know how that goes. It was great. It was amazing.
The first 3 days.
Yeah.
What were you saying earlier?
About Fish and Family.
Yeah, Fish and Family.
We love Benjamin Franklin, I said. He was so right. Fish and Family after 3 days. Stay.
Yeah.
I agree. I completely agree.
So, you know, like there were some trying moments, not going to lie. I snapped a couple of times, not going to lie. But overall.
Your snapping, though, is very polite.
Yeah, well, and I get over it fast. Like, I really don't hold grudges. So, that's like, right. I snap, and then I'm like, okay, let's drink some more Guinness.
I wonder if I would know if you were angry at me.
Oh, I've never.
Except for the snap test.
Who would ever be angry at you? I could never be angry.
I'm sure Devin.
We've snapped at each other.
We have board meetings.
Yeah.
But well, the thing is, we literally, like, snap, and then literally the next second it's done.
Well, I see your point, and.
Yeah. Or I see your point, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, we are like sisters, I guess. You know, you get the snapping.
I think it's healthy because we do have, different opinions and we are passionate about our differences and opinions and we discuss them and move forward. Yes, like adults.
Isn't that healthy?
What we should be doing.
Devin is very, like, direct, whereas I'm a little less confrontational. Mm. So, you know, for me, I understand because I have gotten to know her that's just, like, her, the way she is.
That probably works better if you were both confrontational.
Are we on Facebook today?
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Please don't mind my face. Today for me would be hashtag no makeup Monday. So
sorry to interrupt. Oh, Ben came in here and he was doing something behind us.
Don't make any obscene gestures.
I'll try not to.
Because you do that all the time.
I do that all the time, you know. But, you know, no makeup Monday is a thing. I did no makeup Mondays. I put makeup on for you guys today for the radio.
Thank God. So everybody look at Deb and Devin. Please do not look at I have like a jet lag on top of no makeup. So it's a real look.
I'm infamous for that, though. I mean, if there's a meeting on Monday night, once a month I do a meeting for the deacons on Monday night, they know. It's just, this is the way I'm going to come in. there's nothing wrong with that. I think it's really good for you.
Okay, and yeah, I want to talk about you a little bit because I don't know much about you except for that you gave me some awesome samples of tea. So what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, why are you a girl boss?
I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur.
Love it.
I help people stay healthy and wealthy. So
love that too. Great tagline.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Health and wealth, the two...
They go hand in hand. Yeah. One hand washes the other. You cannot be wealthy without your health. Health is our most precious commodity. Mm-hmm. Without that, you know, wealth means nothing. And there's a lot of people in this world today who will tell you that, who are wealthy, and they do not have their health. And they're spending all their money.
Yeah, they can't enjoy it.
Yeah. And there's a lot of businesses out there that are struggling to be seen and heard and all that. And I have some natural gifts that I've honed into skills, and I help people with their marketing. I help these businesses, small to medium businesses, with their marketing.
You know what Deb's really good at? Can I just interrupt for a second?
Yeah.
Sorry. But Deb, like, is one of those people who actually cares, which I think is why she does so well. Because she listens, number one. And then when she hears what you're saying or she hears what you need, she follows through because she actually cares and, like, tries to help you with that need, which is really hard to come by.
Yeah, 6 words I live by. I think I can help you.
Ugh. Well,
that's
love that.
Great tagline. I love it.
Yeah.
I think if I think I can, I say that, you know? And if they're willing to receive my help, then I'm glad to help them however I can. So I find the more that I help other people, the better off I am in the end.
Absolutely. Coming back. Yeah. Deb and I met.
Sort of selfish that way.
Did we meet? What year was that? It was before I was
here.
Oh,
my gosh.
So it was 2014?
I was a zillion years old. You were like 35.
Stop it.
32. I thought you were 18.
We do not.
Oh.
I am 27.
That's That's right. Okay. Yeah. Well, no. You just have no age, though, to me. So.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. We met in 2014 at BNI, Business Networking.
Ooh, and we talked about that last week for public speaking episode. That's a great way to get prep.
It is.
Oh, it's fantastic.
It is. That, those 30-second commercials there.
There's minute commercials. They're supposed to be 1 minute.
Oh, depends. Well, we had a large group.
Depends on the group. Yeah.
So 30 seconds.
It's a long time to talk.
Well, yeah.
Okay, for me, it is.
Well, when you got to get out what you have to get out, and it's got to be before the bell rings, darn that, Doug. Every week.
Doug, I love you, Doug.
Come on, give me some extra time. Bob Groning gets it all the time.
Yeah. It's true.
He's adorable, though, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
But yes, it does. BNI really helps. And that's how we get to know each other business wise, too.
Yes, and we totally helped each other out and became friends outside of it because, you know. Because
she's awesome.
Oh, so. Because Deb's awesome. There's so much awesome in this room right now.
So when I met Brooke, she knew me first as a nutrition coach for women.
Okay.
I am specifically a menopausal coach for women.
Okay.
And I said that to a guy one time, not to be sexist, but I just thought it was funny that it came from a guy. He looked at me, he goes, "You're going to save a lot of marriages." Like, that's not my point, but awesome.
I just now remembering that, and P.S., I might need your help with that. Sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah. I know. It just never... It's a process. Menopause. Yeah. It's like a 15-year process, 20-year process. So, but you met me as a nutrition coach.
That's right.
Right? Now, I had previous to that been an art director for a small agency in Trenton. Previous to that, I worked at Macy's in their ad department in the Mad Men era of advertising. It was before computers. Just think about that. Advertising before computers.
I don't even... not compute.
I had a chisel and a hammer. No, I'm kidding. but I had a T-square and a triangle, and I went through a gross of X-Acto knives a month. That's 144 a month of X-Acto knives. Super fun job.
Like,
When I was selling wine and liquor, that's when our graphic designer was trained. That's how she was trained. I'm just wondering if it was it actually as challenging as Mad Men make it as portrayed to be?
Yes, it was.
Completely male-dominated industry.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, being that I was in Macy's and, I don't know how to put this politically correct. The world in Macy's is the fashion world, so you can imagine that it tends to run on the, you know, more liberal side, and I tend to be moderate, not in my politics, let's say, but in my personal life.
You're thinking, you're
I have
social.
A really straight white girl there.
Oh, wow!
And I was 20, and
oh, how fun!
Yeah, so I couldn't even drink. But anyway,
legally.
So, you know, moving on, like I ended up, the computer was put onto my triangle and T-square, and I had to learn in one of the earliest Macintoshes you could imagine. Totally fun. It was so much fun. I loved it. And then the internet came into our world after that. And then, so I learned all that business, learned how to build websites. So today what I do is make appointments for, you know, I've art directed. I've done all that. If I could boast a little bit, I've won 36 awards in graphic design.
Wow. Yeah, you can boast. Boast away, girl.
So I do like to use what I know to help people in the most efficient manner. And right now that is to be the go-between. Between
she's the hand-holder,
the graphic artist.
Which everyone needs.
And, yeah.
Yeah, because, really interested to see how we got from a graphic designer to a nutritionist.
Oh, okay, so I almost died in 2003.
We're going to hold that. We're going to go off to our first break real quick. But
dun,
when we
dun,
get back,
dun!
Yeah. Continue that story, because that sounds like a good one.
Okay, you got it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Girl Boss with me, my co-host Devin, and today we've got Deborah Hill with us. We are talking so to a major girl boss who not only has two businesses that she runs, but helps out with several others with her husband, but she's a girl boss for two of her own. So,
before we went on that break, you were fixing to go into a pretty interesting
scary story.
We were talking about the
We got to do the dun dun dun.
How she became graphic designing into
she almost
nutrition
died.
Coach.
Dun dun
right.
dun.
Right. So I had moved away.
Not funny.
I know, not funny. So I had moved away from working in an office, and I was freelancing, and we were building our house. It was basically across the street from where we live, where we had lived. So. We were watching it go, and all of a sudden, within 2 hours, everything left me. Like, everywhere you could imagine it needed to come out, it came out. And I called my husband, and I said, if you don't take me to the hospital now, I'm going to die. And I'm not a drama queen. This is not, like, he knew he had to come back. I've never called my husband home from work. And that was the only time in life that I did that. And they got me to the hospital, and they said within 10 minutes I would have been in a coma.
Oh, my God.
If I didn't get to the hospital.
Crazy.
I know. I probably should have called,
911.
But, you know, for just a virus, you think that it's kind of embarrassing, like, to call 911, you know. But I had to crawl to the phone to do this. And so I get there. My blood sugar was 33, and brain damage starts at 30.
Oh, my
gosh. So it explains a lot about me.
That's why I love you so much.
In the process, they took out my gallbladder. They found it had joined the other side. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about that in a little bit, why that happened, which is why I'm a nutrition coach now. But they couldn't figure out what the virus was. They thought maybe it was Legionnaire's disease. And they weren't telling me what it was, you know. One morning, the doctor came in, poked at me. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. He poked at me, and I had 102.9 fever. And I'm like,
oh, my God.
What is, I mean, he woke me up that way. And he's like, well, that gallbladder has to come out. I'm like, oh, okay. Can I think about that for a few minutes? He's like, fine, you think about it as much as you want, but I'll tell you what, you'll be back in here in a week if you don't get that thing out. And he, like, stormed out. I asked to wait for my husband, so I had an advocate for me because I had a high fever, and I didn't know if he was really there. You know, I'm like, okay, am I seeing things? I had pastors coming in to make sure that I had taken Christ as my Savior, you know, which is fine, and I have, but... You know, that's point where I was like,
moment.
What are you guys not telling me? You know, and in the meantime, my husband had to move everything they had to pack. I had started to pack, but this was the same weekend that we were moving into our new house. Wow. And people were going to be renting out our old house, so we had to get out. So everybody moved me into the new house, and I remember my mom asking me what to clean granite with, and I'm like, I don't know.
I'm dying over here.
What?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. The pain meds didn't touch a thing. I had to keep my eyes closed and pray that my eyeballs wouldn't move so that I didn't feel pain.
Ouch. I'm hurting right now for you.
We were on Dilaudid. I love Dilaudid. When I am sick like that, I mean, now it would be horrible, but like that was great. And it didn't touch my pain. Nothing did. And finally, I was like, fine, I'll just live with this pain and I'll go home. All right? That's what I'm like, I just got to get out. They're just poking me every morning. And this nurse came in and she said, would you like a cup of tea? As I was packing up to go, I said, you know what? I would. And that cup of tea did more good for me than all the stuff they were trying to do for me in that hospital. All I needed was a cup of tea. And I'm like, A little light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, there's got to be a better way. I cannot be victim. If you know, like 5 or 6 times a year, I was sick and heading into the doctor's office for you know, whatever, strep throat, or I don't know what. And so I took a year. It took me 3 months to walk to the end of my driveway and a year to get back into the kind of health that I thought, like to gain the 10 pounds I had lost in a week.
Wow.
And do it right. You know, I had to relearn how to eat. And not that I didn't know how to use a fork and spoon, but like what things I should eat and what would heal my stomach because I lost a gallbladder and that's a big issue, big deal when you do that. So I did. And then everybody started asking me to help them because they saw what I went through. And so I started helping them and they never made a change. Nobody ever made a single change. And I'm like, what the heck? You know, I just spent hours. I could be watching movies with my husband and, you know, I don't know what. All sorts of fun stuff. But no, I did research for you. And I gave you recipes and I gave you a plan and everything, right? And they just said, oh, thank you. And they go on their merry way and they don't do a thing. So I said, darn it, I'm going to school. People are going to pay me now because people do not value what they pay nothing for.
What
they
right.
have not invested in at all. They have no value to it. So so I went to school and I became a nutrition coach. And I had thought many years about going the dietitian route, which is a highly respected route. And I really love dietitians and nutritionists. But my return on investment at my age was just not going to happen. And I was also going to be at the wrong end of a person's health, which is still a very important and viable end, but that's not where I wanted to be. I wanted to be where people could make changes before they were in a hospital or a nursing home, you know? And I didn't want to just be in a nursing home or a hospital to deal with low-salt diets or whatever. I wanted a much more vibrant, dynamic change. So I started working, and I chose to work with women who are menopausal because at the time, what was that? Probably about 10 years ago, eight years ago, there wasn't as much going on for menopausal women. It was still hush-hush. Women were suffering through things and just feeling like they needed to deal with it, along with everything else we deal with.
You know? Right. which is part of the reason why we have this show.
Yes.
So right. that we can be loud and proud about just being a woman. Nothing special. Just the fact that, like, hi, we have menopause. Get over it.
Well, we are uniquely designed, and so are men. Separately, uniquely designed, and both are respected. And I chose women to deal with, and that specific issue, because it's so individually different each time.
Yeah. So what would you say your biggest piece of free advice would be health-wise? Like going back to health, for the women listening or men, what would be your biggest piece of free advice? If you could only give one piece of advice.
I said one piece of advice. Throw something raw in every meal. Throw something raw in every single meal. I don't care if it's a piece of fruit. I don't care if it's a vegetable. you know, whatever, some nuts, seeds.
So this is interesting to me because I understand that you do focus mainly on menopause, but mm-hmm. recently, for the past month or so, I've been trying to find a nutritionist or a dietitian that I can sit down with and go over a meal plan. Is that mm-hmm. the type of stuff? Are you able to do that as yeah. well, or you're strictly dealing with more of the...
No, I customize meal plans for each individual. That's what I do. Because tummies are different. Everybody's tummy is different.
She's helped my tummy a lot. I can be a live living ad for you right Aww. Now. Get out your T-square and X-Acto knife. But like, she's helped my tummy a lot because
well,
I have tummy issues.
A few
issues.
Months ago that you were
yes,
in pain.
Yes, and I always go to her.
Day, and you're better her. Now, so that's wonderful.
Yeah.
How can people contact you if they do want to get a hold of you?
Okay, well, my nutrition company is called Vital Change Now. Vital is in life, change is in mm-hmm. the middle of our life. And now, vitalchangenow.com. You can email me at debhill@vitalchangenow.com. Very simple name. And my phone number is on the website.
Perfect.
You can find me on Facebook under Vital Change Now. My logo is a butterfly that's yellow and red. Or sort of orange and red, because those are the chakra colors for the sacral chakra, and that's the focus mm-hmm. of that era of our lives.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I will be reaching out to you after the show, I'm sure.
Thanks, Devin.
We discussed that we're going to have a one-on-one in a couple weeks, I think. And
that would be nice.
I'm going to steal some free advice and then maybe also set something up for the future. Because I specialize in real estate. I don't know anything about health and wellness. You know,
that's true.
I can address any problem, most problems in real estate that you have. But when you start asking me what I should be putting in my body, I mean, I went to Wawa before this for dinner. So clearly,
you know,
it's not high on my priority list.
One of the things I do, because I work with busy women who own their own businesses a lot of times or work crazy hours, I help you find things at Wawa that you can
yes.
eat that are healthy.
Okay.
Well, okay, help to make
now,
healthy choices
over to
wherever
deli,
you go.
And like, I'll tell her, I'm like, Deb, you can't give me something that's going to be like this thing with this and make this and that, whatever. So she knows like what she can give me. Like, take this once a day. It's a powder. You slap it in some water. You're done. Like, you put the aloe in your water. You're done. Like,
that's
she
my
knows.
My trim tea, everybody. Yes,
it has to be like a one,
awesome.
Two-step process or I'm not going to do it.
See, I love cooking, and I'm totally okay with cooking, but
yeah.
I just like food that's bad for
no,
me.
No, I do too. I'm
so
the same
way.
So
what do you mean? Okay, so what do you mean bad for you? Let me...
My dinner was a buffalo chicken cheesesteak sandwich.
So, okay, let me think about that.
With jalapenos and pepper
you,
jack cheese.
Yum. Okay, so you love the creamy and spicy. They contrast with each other, right?
And the bread, because it's not crunchy.
And bread.
But it's...
Yeah, soft bread. So you need comfort food. All right,
yes.
Well, let's think about that. We'll talk about... What kind
have you ever been to KFC and had a mashed potato bowl?
Yes.
I love mashed potatoes. Mashed potatoes are one of the few things I could eat when I got out of the hospital.
Oh,
good.
So, and braces.
They put cheese on it. They put corn in it. They put fried mm-hmm. chicken in it. I mean, done. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, she is bad. She is bad.
She has a high satiation need for mm-hmm. Like a high amount of fats.
Yes.
So what we need is to give you a higher omega-3.
Okay.
And more, do you like fish?
I like fresh fish.
Right. Okay. So salmon.
Salmon comes from Alaska. Like, if I'm in Florida,
oh, you like
I'll
to
eat tuna.
Do your own fish?
Yeah.
Fishing?
Yeah, I grew up fishing, so I'm
oh, that's
kind of
great.
Spoiled that, like, the first
that's
sushi
great.
I ever had was actually on the boat on the water that we caught that morning.
Wow.
So, yeah, I like fish, though.
Okay, nuts and seeds are great for you. Anything
I do, yeah.
with an avocado base, if you like avocado.
Yes. Oh, my God, that's such a great fat for you. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? It's delicious. Like, I make an ice cream. That is not ice cream. It's bananas and avocados with pistachios.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, I'll use a...
Her recipes are too tight.
That sounds amazing.
I'm soaking cashews right now because tonight I'm going to make a banana. Like, I use cashews as the base. You drain them.
Yeah.
And they're soft. And I throw them in the Vitamix with a little coconut milk and some vanilla. and some bananas, and then
see
I
if she'll
in some
invite you to
chips.
Her house and
well,
make some
thinking,
stuff for you.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Doing a one-on-one. Yes. Maybe we should all get together for a glass of wine at Deb's house.
Yes. You want you know what? You know, that. one of the first dates Deb and I had, I went to her house, and she showed me how to make all these things. Now, have I made them? No, but I've asked her to make them for me.
Well, I made the jump, and I got myself a little ninja blender. For smoothies and stuff.
Oh, that's so,
so
cute.
That's a jump. Okay. Oh, that's ago. What we should do then. We what? Should have a date at your house. Yes. A girls' night. Mm-hmm. Send Eugene
you bring
away.
Your ninja blender over too, because I want to make sure it works in your ninja blender. I can be all fancy in my Vitamix, but if it doesn't work in your ninja blender,
are you saying your Vitamix is better than my ninja.
Oh,
my
you're ninja fancy, was, huh?
My ninja was $30. I think it's pretty
maybe
pretty fancy.
Vitamix PS is like 400.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, more? Oh, 600? Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, I'm completely happy with my little ninja.
That's great, because it changes your life. It changed my life.
I'm really excited.
I use it. I figured it out. On the average of 3 times a day, I use my
Vitamix. Wow.
I want ice cream. I make ice cream. You know, I don't eat the crap from the store anymore. Yeah. I just keep frozen bananas in the freezer and frozen. You know what's good? Frozen papaya. I chunk it up and I throw it in the freezer, and then it's a great vanilla-y base.
Yeah.
For
like a frozen treat or whatever.
Yeah. So, you know, you throw in raspberries or cherries or whatever and blend it all up together with some coconut milk.
Yeah. No, that sounds really good.
Does it? Okay, good.
We do have to go to a news break momentarily.
So I'll think about what else you would be good for you to eat.
So when we come back, we'll pepper you with more questions.
Okay.
All
that's
right.
That's good, too.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and FBI Director Christopher Wray amid allegations that the FBI planted an informant in the Trump campaign during the 2016 presidential election. Emily Compagno is a former federal prosecutor. She explains what needs to be transparent during this whole investigation.
The results of this investigation and anything that they uncover, and in fact, even just before this, we had someone saying, look, Every day something new occurs. So I think it behooves us all to have that information be as transparent as possible, because, again, all we have to go on is reading between redacted lines and what we see on social media.
The president and vice president, along with other cabinet members today, attended the swearing-in ceremony today of the new CIA director, Gina Haspel. Quick look at Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up right around 300 points. This is USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Your microphone is off. That's my fault. Okay, Brooke. So
technical difficulties. All right.
What is the weather?
You are going to get the weather forecast now again. It's Monday the 21st. It's partly cloudy today with lows tonight in the mid-50s. Some clouds again tonight. Low 54. Winds light and variable. And for tomorrow, the rains return. Showers early, becoming a steady rain later in the day. Thunder possible. High of 68. Winds light and variable. There's a chance of rain tomorrow at 90%. So grab those umbrellas.
Oh, man. Poor Eugene.
All right. So we tried something new, and I tried to play some music in the background of the weather report. Clearly, it did not go as well as I had anticipated.
Okay, but I watched Devin do these buttons every time, and I'm, like, mesmerized. Like, do you know, I can't, like, I'm not one of those people who can pat my stomach and rub my forehead or rub my stomach, pat my forehead, kind of, you know, the whole, like, thing.
It just takes practice. You know, switch hands. Try the other hands.
Okay, but I watch her do these buttons, and it's like a miracle that she even does the buttons.
Isn't she amazing?
So, like, it's fine. We had a little weather hiccup.
Well, they got the weather. And I don't think my microphone's on. There.
It's not?
Can they hear me? Yes. Okay, we're good.
You just weren't close enough.
Perfect. Yeah. And there was a quite a big hiccup there, I guess. Sorry.
Hashtag whoops.
We still have not posted a photo of all of these gosh darn
dagnabbit
buttons.
Okay, I'm going to take a picture right now.
Okay, you take a picture. Yeah. I was going to take a picture too.
Okay, we're taking a picture of the buttons and Devin.
What a picture. Oh, gosh.
You guys. Can we get all of us in? Hang on, let me see.
All right, people don't really care.
Maybe we can do this
get
afterwards.
Guys.
Yeah. If you're watching on Facebook Live, it looks like a giant scramble.
We're fooling around.
And as a reminder, it's No Makeup Monday for me. So there you go.
Stop it. You're gorgeous.
Thank you.
I hate that.
We were discussing of possibly doing a recipe after the show, so you're going to have to stay tuned.
Can we put you on the spot today, you think?
And we do have
at
another
the end
break
of the show,
where you can jot it down.
Yeah, at the end of the show, you can jot it down on the next break. You could share like a quick and easy recipe with everybody.
All right.
So just be thinking about that in the back of your head.
I have it now. You want the peanut butter bites?
Yeah, but we'll do it at the end. We'll make people listen to the whole show. We're going to do that whole like cliffhanger thing that they do.
You have to listen to the recipe.
What's the name of it?
Peanut Butter Energy Bites.
Okay.
You had me at peanut butter.
You know. I actually use almond butter for me because it's not
butter
as good, I have to say.
Keep the secret, guys.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You have to listen
moving
to me.
On.
Yes.
Moving
what
on.
Else was... So just to talk about, obviously, girl stuff. I know that on a personal level, Deb and I have had many lunches together.
Yay.
And we've talked about being a woman today in the workplace or at BNI or wherever it may be. And you've had some interesting stories.
Oh, my God, you guys. I have had, oh, my gosh. Just being a woman today is so challenging to be a professional because I don't know how many times I've gone to a meeting to meet up with someone for business. And, you know, I thought this is not a date, you know. I came for work. I am here to work.
All the time.
Right?
It's a regular thing.
What the heck?
At least once a week.
You guys, what is going on?
There's actually a post on the Ladies of Hunterdon County.
I saw that.
Okay, that gentleman was at one of the networking meetings that I used to go, that I still go to, but I haven't gone to in a while. And he hit on me. Through Facebook.
Okay, so the backstory of the post is...
I didn't want to say too much about the post because I didn't want to out the person.
No, we won't say names.
Yeah, because I don't think that's very fair.
It's not, but...
He's just a different lifestyle than...
But apparently he's been asking to connect with women on Facebook or wherever.
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about because I think he's friends with me and he randomly calls me all the time.
Okay, well, we're not naming names.
I stopped him cold, man.
We'll call him Voldemort from Harry Potter.
I just remember that one time I got that creepy text.
Yes.
I'm like, I just ignore him. I don't know what else to do.
I got three in one day.
But apparently he sent inappropriate pictures of himself.
No.
He friended someone on Facebook.
I would have gotten that.
Friended someone on Facebook and then messaged her.
He wanted to send them to me. I'm like, no, I'm showing my husband.
Oh,
right
at least
now.
He asked you. Apparently,
yeah.
Again, this is hearsay. This is from the Ladies of Hunterdon County Facebook page. But
which
apparently,
is a great page, by the way.
We totally support it.
Yay!
But he messaged some lady pictures, you know, inappropriate pictures of himself. Yeah. Like what?
She would have none of that. She is like
she's outing him and pressing charges.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's illegal. Right?
Yes.
Is it illegal? Oh, to be...
sexual harassment? I mean, not
no,
sexual
that's,
harassment,
that's
but it's
definitely...
Predatory.
Yeah.
It is predatory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beyond inappropriate, right? Where is the line?
So where is the line? And what is our responsibility in this line? I'm always asking myself this question, and I really get offended after a while because I'm like, I'm always working so hard to move the line to be appropriate.
The line is always moving, though. I think you just said it. It's a moving target.
Right?
It depends on the situation.
And I'd like to hear, I'd love to hear from some men out there to see, A, if they've had that experience, B, how they handled it, and C, do they feel that the line is moving as well? Or are we just getting a more predatory society in general?
Well, I know with social media.
Are we forced to protections that we should not, as women, have to take in this country?
Yes.
You know, visual protections and like dressing, quote, appropriately.
That's such a hard one for me because I don't believe that it's the woman's fault because you know how they'll say, oh, well, she was dressed like blah, blah, blah.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think that should matter. Exactly.
I had a guy take a photo of me when I was walking around in a sweater and a pair of boots at a gas station. I walked out of the convenience store. He took his phone out and he took a photo of me. The flash was on.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. I had a guy do that to me at a party. Like he he was over there.
What she's doing
underneath,
right.
Okay. Yeah, underneath my at my legs. He took the picture at my legs.
Ew.
And this was probably 5 years ago. I didn't think about it because I didn't really know that people would do something like that.
I know, it's amazing.
Like, it didn't occur to me that, and it was an old guy. So I didn't think about it at first because he was generations older than me,
But
know?
It's still and I was inappropriate. Like,
oh, wait a minute. That's when the light bulb went on in my head.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything that day, which is what?
That's what you're asking.
And that never happened again. I would never, never do anything again. Mm-hmm. But that was my eye opener. I was like, wait, people are like this? People do this?
My husband and I were having this conversation because, you know, I had told him that many times in the workplace I had had men make inappropriate comments.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
And he was shocked that men would make these. And I said, this was years ago. I was like, 19 at the time when some of these things were being said or in my late 20s or early 20s. And I think part of why it was said then and it's not said so much now, this is just my assumption, was because I was young. And I think the older men knew
being predatory.
As young as I was, that I didn't know any better. Whereas now, I think they would probably think twice because I'm older and I would probably let them have
it. That's really interesting, too, because when we've talked about this in the past, you're much more confrontational than I am with this. And you're not much older than me, but we do have a little bit of a generation gap there. You know?
Oh, now I would absolutely. You want to see me? You want to see me snap to have a man make an inappropriate comment, and then you'll see me snap because I have to be
around
zero
you
patience.
More often for that. Because I miss
it doesn't
nice
happen
guy.
That often.
I'm like, you must really be. I think you're speaking to the wrong person. Like I'm really nice. But no, I'm very firm, but nice. And I don't really, I want to leave the nice at the door now. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. I checked the nice.
Well, see, and I don't want to take something out of context. You know, like that guy that took a picture. What if he wasn't actually taking a picture of me?
See, that was my thought at first. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I have a story for you guys from the Mad Men era of my life.
Oh, boy.
And something, sorry, Mom and Dad, you didn't ever hear about this because it was just wrong. I got cornered in a dark room and It was true sexual harassment. It was politically based. I had wanted to move up into another creative area. And in order to do that, my art director friend who was in my wedding, she helped me and she created a portfolio review. But it had to be of everybody, okay? So everybody had their portfolio ready. And I had this one guy corner me in a dark room. And it effectively, I didn't know how to respond, okay? Another guy came in and sort of saved the day, which was amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Pedro, thank you very much. Pedro Cardona, I will love you forever. He saved me from that incident, but I was scared to death. I was 20 years old. And, you know, traveling an hour and a half each way for this very special job at Macy's. And I left it. I left it because
of the scary of man.
Because I froze. Like, what do you do? I didn't know who to tell. I didn't know how. I just didn't know what to do.
And that's a huge topic in the news right now. Is what outlets are available to us in a corporate world to report those type of incidents? And are there enough? You know, are those channels good enough?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's...
Yeah. Look at some of these, like, news anchors and, you know, more public or celebrity-type people who've finally been outed. You know that some of these women have gone to HR, which you would think would be the automatic resource, right? Go to HR and report something, but still nothing was done.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think there's retaliation. Yeah, fear of retaliation.
Because of the retaliation.
Or... There's more. I have so many more stories in this way, you guys. There was incident. Yeah, another place I work. I won't say where. It was something else I did in my life, and they wanted to just shove it under the rug. They're like,
"You went to HR."
I was not the person who this happened to. Somebody came to me about this, so I came to the governing body, and the head of the governing body said to me, "Oh, this is hearsay." But I had seen some of these incidences happen. It was right in front of my face. And that's why I asked about it. I said, what is going on?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, my husband and I have been dealing with this for a year and a half. And I didn't know where to go. Right? I go to the head of this governing body. And he's like, oh, it's all hearsay. We can't do anything about it. Let it go. I'm like,
This is why we need more girl bosses.
Uh-huh.
So I think we're going to go to another break now, but when we get back, we're going to brainstorm how to handle these situations, because we've all had them. We are all aware of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what can we do differently to protect ourselves and to avoid getting into that situation? And then we're going to hear what this amazing peanut butter energy
bites.
Energy balls.
You got it.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we're back. You're listening to Girl Boss with Devin LaCombe and me, Brooke B. Sellis, two wild and crazy ladies who are navigating the corporate world as leading ladies, a.k.a. being the boss. And today, we have a third wild and crazy ladies with us.
Yay.
Miss Deb Heal.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. So,
thanks for having me, you guys. This is really great.
Of course. We're happy to have you. This has been a great conversation.
It's been fantastic. Yes, we really appreciate your insight.
Yeah. And.
Thanks.
I want to continue on, like you said. So we'll go around the room. Deb, we'll start with you. What?
Oh, sure.
You're being sexually
harassed.
I am the
oldest in the room.
What do you do? How do you handle it?
It depends on the situation, how severe you respond, I think. You know, for the Facebook things we were talking about, using a firm no, saying I'm going to show my husband or I'm going to show this to other people what you said to me if you don't stop immediately, then I think that works really well.
Or I would not even respond. And make sure you report these people to Facebook.
That's the hard thing, is they keep...
You can always block them, too.
Block them, but make sure you report them. Make sure you use Facebook's reporting system to report these people, because they can be removed.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what the worst thing is? We all know that guy. And that's more often than not how it happens. It's somebody who is close to us. Somebody who's a coworker, which happened to me, you know?
And because they get a hall pass. Because some woman in the group says, oh, I know so-and-so. He's harmless. Mm-hmm. And they give him that hall pass. And I'm sorry, but that woman would immediately be removed from my circle of friends. Mm-hmm. Even acquaintances. Because we need to be done making excuses for this type of behavior. That's the only way it's going to get eradicated.
We can't. I said this to you guys in the break. My dad was great in this way. He said, we cannot afford to be naive. We can't afford it. We can't afford to give the benefit of the doubt that, oh, maybe he's thinking this or maybe he's thinking that. Stop thinking for him, you know?
Right.
And once this has happened to you once, and I'm sure most women, by the time they are women, have had this happen to them in
multiple times in extracurricular
activities. You know, there's been incidences of unwelcome approach. Mm-hmm. And I call it feeling the scales. You can feel the scales. And you just got to go with that gut feeling and, you know, right away say, look, I may be wrong, but this is not, I'm not expecting this at all. If you're coming after me this way or that way, you need to stop right now.
Yeah.
Well, you know? It's interesting because I do think there's different. Not, of course, none of it's appropriate if it makes you feel uncomfortable, but there are different levels of harassment, I'm going to say.
Oh, for sure.
And it goes both ways, for men and for women. Because I know, I'll joke around with some guys and be like, hey, hottie, how are you? And that could be perceived incorrectly.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that it's a variable scale.
Totally sliding scale. Nothing is black and white with you when you're talking about these things.
What people's... How they feel about it.
Exactly. You know?
Because some guy might say something to me and I just brush it off because of my life experience.
That's why you have to speak up. That's why the person it's happening to has to speak up. Because if you are uncomfortable though and you don't say anything, it's going to keep happening. Mm-hmm. If you don't care about it, fine. But if you're
it's a friend of yours and you know that they're actually...
If you're in any way uncomfortable, it's your responsibility to speak up. And I think you have to say what you are saying and or doing is highly inappropriate. And if you don't quit right now, or if this ever happens again, I will report you. I will call the police. I'm going to kick you in the balls. Whatever.
This is a family show, bro. You know,
sorry. So there's two other aspects. And we've talked about the predatory person. Okay. We haven't talked about someone who's flattered by that, first of all. Okay. So there may be somebody who might be flattered by that. I don't know. And then there's the... It's very subtle approach that is much more politically based, which is what I faced, really. That's what I really faced.
That's a
in
tough one.
Macy's. And what do you do when somebody's jeopardizing your job because of it, or keeping you in a certain position and not letting you move forward because of it? And that's where HR really, you really need to...
Oh, yeah. I would say go to HR and hopefully... You know, they do the appropriate thing. Mm-hmm. If they don't, what's the recourse if you go to HR and...
And they don't do anything?
Right. Get a lawyer.
I have a friend who went through all that. She had she was up for a promotion in a police department, and she had a guy who was... much higher up. He had to come in to visit to do inspections on her work on a regular basis. So he saw her on a regular basis. And he made advances that were definitely not welcome. And he said if she did not comply, he would not recommend her for...
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It ended up with a lawsuit And it was a harrowing year and a half of her life that she should not have had to spend because of this man's intentions.
Sickening.
You know, that's what makes me the most mad is the loss of loss of time.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did that to other women, and if they spoke up prior to that, then this circumstance may never have happened. So, as Brooke, what you've been saying is, if you do feel uncomfortable,
if you see something, say something. It's that whole
thing.
If
you do feel uncomfortable, make it known to the
person. If you feel uncomfortable, and you could say it in a lighthearted way. I mean, if it's a friend of yours, you could just be like, "Look, Devin, not cool."
But Brooke. Please, no.
don't say the B-A-L-L-S word, you know, on the radio show.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You know, and I would be like, oops, sorry. I apologize.
You had to put the letters together.
Yeah, I apologize.
No, I was going to watch the B-E-A. I'm like, that's Bells?
I want to go shopping in Florida. Oh, yeah. We hate shopping. We talked about that. Yeah. But yes, I know. It's tough. And when you're on your own or running the business like I am,
There's no HR.
Yeah. I mean,
you are the HR.
That's it. There is nobody else. So you gotta learn ways to be strong and brave. And I meet in public with people.
We were talking about that before.
Yeah. Or if they have an office, and I make sure there's always another person there. I totally believe in 2-deep leadership and stuff like that.
We
do
that at my office, too. We try not to have
Doesn't matter if it's male, female, mm-hmm. female, female. I like to make sure. Yeah.
Well, it's always good to have a witness, right?
Yeah.
CYA. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I won't say what that stands for since I can't say bad words.
No, that's okay. Last week I played a music that they beeped out the word, but they barely beep it out. They put the F and the C.
Oh.
And they beep out the U. And I'm like, really? I'm like, this is so inappropriate.
Well, aww. On a lighter note, let's get the recipe.
Yes.
For those peanut butter energy balls.
If you have a pen.
Let's see.
You take your Vitamix.
I know. Sorry.
I'm just messing with you. You don't need a Vitamix for this one if you don't want to. You can use any blender.
Really? Yes. You can use your Ninja.
Use your Ninja.
Your stupid Ninja.
Hey.
No, I have a Ninja 2.
Easy.
I have a Ninja 2.
You get better than the Ninja? The Ninja 2?
Oh, no.
I'm messing with
also.
So, all right, a cup of oats. I take rolled old-fashioned oats because I think
Quaker.
Quaker, whatever.
One cup of oats.
Gluten-free, if you're gluten-free. Okay, and you throw them in a blender for a little bit and rough them up, okay? Just to make them a little chunky pieces. And then half a cup of flax seed that's been ground. And a third of a cup of honey. 2/3 of a cup of peanut butter. Nope, I'm sorry, make it a half. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
Half a cup of toasted coconut and half a cup of chocolate chips. You can throw in a little vanilla if you want to. Mix that all together and scoop it into balls. You're good to go.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Deb, enjoy. We've got a scoot, but we've so enjoyed having you, and we will be back next Monday, 5 p.m. for Girl Boss.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you, Deb. It was great.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump met with FBI Director Christopher Wray and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein to discuss whether an FBI informant was infiltrating the Trump campaign back in 2016 for political gain. Vice President Mike Pence discussed this on Fox News earlier today.
The president, I think, is grateful that the Department of Justice is going to have the inspector general look into it and determine and ensure that there was no surveillance done for political purposes against our campaign. I think it would be very troubling to millions of Americans if that took place.
An Oregon teen was ordered to pay $36 million in restitution after he admitted to starting a wildfire last year. The court did acknowledge that they know the teen does not have $36 million sitting around in his bank account, so they're allowing him the opportunity to set up a payment plan. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Senator Rand Paul is causing quite a ruckus these days. First, he came out and voted against President Trump's